Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready for more of this, Keith?
Oh, of course I'm ready for more of this. Yes, please.
I thought we were out of the woods with the dig stuff.
Well, no. I mean, I guess there was going to be a time where he spoke, right? So it was like a lot of stuff was sort of said for him or on his behalf.
I very much underestimated speaking part.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It kind of didn't happen. And then you're like, oh, it was all about is he there or not? And you're like, well, eventually someone's going to talk to him. Somebody's going to ask him. Maybe it's going to be a scrum. Maybe it'll be a one-on-one, whatever it's going to be. And that's going to have to get brought up, right? Because we're on to the next thing. Another day, another thing. We're talking about Roman Anthony, for God's sake. Sure. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Remember the pink cocaine that was on the boat with Cardi B and friends? Like, I got to get asked about it.
Yeah.
Just to kind of clarify, I suppose.
And he for sure did. I mean, he was asked many different ways, many, many direct questions.
But this ain't his first rodeo.
Say it again?
This ain't his first rodeo.
Oh, no,
meaning, like, he's been asked questions before. He knows how to answer them.
He's a 10-year vet.
Yeah.
And you could formulate questions however you'd like.
It's a good line.
It was.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was very interesting yesterday. Patriots mandatory minicamp, day two. They are in attendance today in Foxborough, but they won't be on the field. There will be no media there.
Yeah.
So for our purposes, they're done until training camp. And this is the
last 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, this is the last time we're going to hear from a lot of these guys. And we got an opportunity to hear from Steph Diggs yesterday. It was quite interesting. We reacted to that Mike Vrabel clip, and it caught our attention when we played it live here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Like, man, Vrabel ain't over it. Vrabel still is bothered by Diggs and his lack of attendance at the beginning of OTAs, which I would have thought would have been water under the bridge once he showed up finally to OTAs last week and the last 2 days of minicamp. But apparently it wasn't. Vrabel's still annoyed, perturbed, bothered, however you want to put it, by the whole situation.
He's bothered publicly, too, which goes a long way. Because I bet, 99 out of 100 coaches feel that way? Right, like, they want their guys there. Like, who's going to be like, oh, it's optional, take it off? Like, well, they're there. The other players are there. You want everybody to, like, work together as a team. I think it's fairly obvious that everybody would want their guys there. But not every coach would choose to say that publicly.
Why do you think he did?
Well, I think maybe Vrabel is one of these guys that's just going to be pretty straightforward. I think it's also a message to the other players, too, that it's not like, you know, it's not necessarily an excused absence or, I mean, again, there are certain things based on the NFLPA that they put in that there are optional things and there are mandatory things. And obviously, you're not going to get punished for not being there at the optional things. But he's making it very clear. Like, I think he's speaking not only to Steph Diggs, but he's speaking to the entire team when he puts it that way. And I think it's also sort of like a, hey, like, I'm glad the guys that were there were there. You know, and I think, and maybe that's even why they're off on today. You know, he's sort of, they did have pretty good attendance during the optional stuff. Right, Diggs, Davis, maybe a couple other guys weren't there, so he's annoyed by that, but he's not going to punish the whole team for it. So I think he wants to make it pretty clear to everybody how he feels about it.
So I think it's something like that. I agree, where he's letting everybody know he's annoyed with Diggs to let the public know, the fans know that, hey, we're not going to stand for this. Like, this isn't what we want, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And it may be a message or a carrot to the guys that are there as well. Some of it may be, like, look, Steph, until you do what we want you to do, you're not passing the physical, we're not paying you a dime. I'm not sure they've paid him a dime yet. I think, in retrospect, Rap Sheet jumped the gun when he said he passes physical. Like, Diggs, and we'll play this for you coming up, Diggs basically lets you know he hasn't passed his physical yet, and he hasn't collected a dime from the Patriots yet. And so maybe some of it is, hey, until you do what we want, we're not paying you, and right, I'm not giving you any compliments, and I'm not going to let you know or make it sound like I'm happy with you, because I'm not. So we latched onto that early yesterday, right when Vrabel said it. And you guys can discuss Mike Vrabel and how he feels about Steph Diggs and timelines for Steph Diggs and the impact he'll make, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be hard for him to make an impact and be out there on the field if the coach isn't happy with him and he never even really has a spot on the team.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, it's one of these things where the coach may not be happy with him, but then he looks at the rest of the position group and says, well, I better forgive this guy and get him out there.
So you can discuss 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And just watch on YouTube. Chat there as well. Subscribe to WEEI. We were not on the air while Steph Diggs spoke yesterday. It happened shortly after we got off the air. So let's listen to Steph Diggs. First time the media here in Boston has a chance to talk to him since the incident on the boat with the baggie and the asses. So here's the exchange. We may stop this as we go and interact, but here's Steph Diggs yesterday.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had some. I had a conversation with people in the building as well. So, you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
Okay, real quick, before we get to what's in the bag, which is good
philosophy, though, overall. I don't talk about personal things to people who I don't know personally.
Do you think that's true?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Who do you think he's... I mean, I don't think he's sharing a lot of stuff with people he doesn't know.
He's never shared anything about his personal life ever with the media.
like on Instagram?
Yeah, like, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
It is a fine line for celebrities in general because they do want to... For the most part, a lot of them still want to have the attention on them. They want to go to, say, the Met Gala. They want to go to the front row at the Knicks game. They want to be at all these places.
Yeah.
It is hard to have it both ways.
Yeah, I mean, he's not quite...
He's not off the grid.
He's not quite Prince William and Meghan Markle, but, you know, he's not Tim Thomas either. He didn't go to a bunker. These personal questions about my personal life that I've been putting out there on social media very willingly.
But he did talk to Vray. Well, no, that video he did not post.
No, not that video, but all the Met Gala stuff. And all the look at me stuff that he's put out there. And he's put out stuff about Cardi B.
Well, he has a feud with Offset.
She's put out stuff about him.
Yeah.
So not those specific videos, but like, all right, chill out with my personal life. I don't want to talk about it personally.
There's a little
people I don't know personally.
It is like Belichick and Jordan.
Yeah, like,
it's like, guys, come on, let's keep it. It's like, well, we didn't like hack your phone for these pictures. Like, they all came out.
Seriously.
But
he talked to Vrabes and
people in the building, which I would assume is crap.
To people in the building, which to me is the weightier thing there. It's not just Vrabel. Of course, you're going to talk to your coach about it. You know,
you think that's Elliott Wolf he's talking to?
I don't think so. But
I think
fairness,
he knows Elliott Wolf.
In fairness, I don't know.
No, I would assume Robert, maybe Jonathan, and Vrabel. Those are the guys that you wanted to get it cleared with. Was it a Burt Breer report or a GR? Somebody had the report a while ago that after that boat video and the missed OTA, Kraft was upset. That was one of the reports out there. A lot of people. Forgive me for forgetting.
Was that?
But somebody had that, right?
Yeah.
And it was like he's not thrilled about it, and you're like, and Vrabel very clearly is not thrilled about it. He had that line about like, yeah, he'll practice if he's here, but he's not here.
No, it was Curtis who said that Kraft. Curtis said that Kraft was upset.
Okay.
About it, and yeah, Giardi and Breer both had similar reports where they were like, he's got to explain himself to Vrabel.
And so I kind of feel like that's confirmed here by him saying like, hey, I'm not going to talk to you guys about this, but before you even ask, I did talk to Vrabes. And I also talk to people in the building.
You don't like they call them Braves?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
It's a little familiar.
It's not
you mean
Thunder.
Coach?
Yeah, it's not Thundercat.
It's better
not
than
that. Familiar, yeah.
No, but he talked to his head coach, who's clearly already annoyed by it. And then it's, you know, up in the air whether the owner is annoyed by this or it's very much on his radar. And he put that out there before he's even asked about that.
He said
he talked to them, and he's like, everything else is everything else. And you're like, okay. But, yeah, so those guys, it was on their radar very much, and he had to clear it up with them. But, I mean, he's still on the team for anybody that was like, oh, you might get cut. Like, no, he's still on the team. He was talking to everybody yesterday, but he had to clear things up.
I'm less sure that's a done deal than I was a week. I thought he passed his physical. Rap Sheet said he passed his physical.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's one of the top insiders in the sport saying this happened.
Where'd he get that from?
Probably Diggs' agent. Probably Diggs' agent is like, oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
he passed.
Great.
He's good. So, like, in retrospect, like, Rap Sheet jumped the gun on that.
Yeah.
And that informed my opinion that Diggs is safe. Until Diggs passes the physical and starts getting money from the team, I don't know how safe he is. But people have latched on to, and it's very clear, I don't personally really care about this, but it's very clear he's like not sorry about anything that happened.
I don't think he really needs to be.
Okay, I don't really think so either.
Yeah.
as long as he said, as long as he explained it to Vrabel and the Crafts and he's good with them, honestly, that's all that he doesn't need to say sorry to the media.
Yeah.
But it's very clear.
I'd like an apology.
It's very clear he's not sorry in his exchange with the media. Let's keep listening to more here from Steph Diggs, including some very direct questioning about what's in the baggie.
I'm coming on us to ask, what was in the bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know, I can't have too much of a conversation about it, but I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm obviously answered the same way.
In your face, Curran.
You know what's being recorded?
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Rabes and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal, you know what I'm saying, in-house thing.
So. Pause real quick. So basically, I mean, I understand why he was asked, like, what was in it, but can you imagine if he's like, well, yeah, it's pink cocaine and Tussie or whatever.
No, it's Tussie.
He's like, I instructed the lady there to only take some of it because you'll get high as balls, so you got to be real careful with it. I do love the stuff. I have some on me now. Like, does anybody want to try some? Like, what do they think the answer is going to be?
Yeah, he's like,
hey, I have a ton in my locker.
Hey, Roachy and Tommy Curran, if you want to reenact the scene from On the Boat, just shaking your asses next to each other, I got some Tussie.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
What are you guys doing right after this? They're like, what?
He's like, hey, come on our boat.
It's excellent.
Come on our boat.
It's real cocaine.
We'll say, no.
It's not real cocaine, guys.
No, there's lots of various stuff in it. It's kind of a cocktail of your various drugs. I really enjoy it. The ladies go nuts for it. You guys, everybody should have some. It would have been a shocking answer, but it's a good question by Curran, who we're going to talk to, by the way, today at High Noon. Good question by Curran, just in case you get an answer.
You
like
never
that.
Know. Yeah, you never know how they're going to answer.
Unless you ask, Keith, you never know.
You wanted the women to call you Mr. Get It Done or Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
They should have asked that. That is, in retrospect, that's something they whiffed on.
That's what we decided his season nickname will be, right? Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
Can we call you Daddy?
No, I refuse.
Can we call you Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat? No. Are we allowed to do that? That's your nickname. Are
Did
we allowed
you
to do that?
Make It Happen on a Boat? Is that one can lead to that conclusion?
Yeah, what were you making happen?
I'm not sure.
Good question.
People are having a nice time, though. They're having a good time on the boat.
I was giving credit to the media, but in retrospect,
they missed a lot of good ones.
No, there was a lot of right under our noses. No pun intended. What else do we have?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself again.
Obviously, we saw you afterwards here. So, even though you've been in the league for 10 years, we all learn things every single day. What did you learn from it? And how do you move forward with it as a New England Patriot?
Obviously, I don't want to be rude, but I would hate to repeat myself for the fourth time. But you want me to repeat myself again and say the same thing again? I mean, I'm trying to be as polite as possible, but...
So he was.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I mean,
with a smile.
Vrabel was more annoyed than he was. So, I don't think he was annoyed. I just think he went in with a clear game plan. He's like, I'll answer it with these talking points, and then I'm going to repeat those talking points. And I've been in the league 10 years. And, good. Pretty media savvy by him.
And I don't know if this is a Belichick thing or a Patriot thing, but you remember some of the other receivers. Now, they're all different. I'm not trying to say they're all the same thing. But when Josh Gordon was on the team, they had, I think, Stacey James standing right next to him. And after the second question,
one more question. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then they're like, goodbye. They tackled him and ran away. Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Same thing. Antonio Brown was like, all right, guys. And they're like standing there like nervous as hell. Like, is there a cop in here? Like, what are they going to ask him? And they're like, all right, he's got to go. Like, Steph Diggs, again, I don't know if this is fair to do apples to apples because those were both under Belichick. So maybe he had a little bit more like under his thumb.
Uh-huh.
But would you look at, they trust Steph Diggs to handle himself in this situation more than they do?
He's a 10-year vet, and you can formulate your questions however you want.
Those other guys were, too. No, to your point, they could have said to him before, hey, Steph, we're going to make you available. Let's get this over with now so it doesn't linger into the season, and here's what we want you to say.
Do you think he got it over with, though? Because he's kind of like...
I think so. Well, not all of it, but I don't think they're going to ask him about what was on the boat again. And if they do, it's like, you asked me. Right. I answered it the same way four times.
But he also...
Like, if you went down and he spoke at training camp, mm-hmm. and we'll, 5 weeks from now, we'll be down there, and one of the days it's Steph Diggs, would you ask him about pink cocaine? I wouldn't. Five weeks from now.
I wouldn't ask about pink cocaine, but I'd ask about, here's something they missed yesterday. Okay. And, you know, we can dig into it. But he's like, the next question, I don't know who asked it. It was awful. But the next question was, oh, hey, what's your timeline to be healthy? And it's like, can we stick with this for a second?
Yeah, we're kind of on something here, guys.
And he's like, oh, my God, great question. I totally just want to be out there playing football. And it's like, well, how do you not get that that's in direct cut? You could have been here.
Yeah, right.
You could have been at all the voluntary stuff.
Yeah,
and
you missed
one. And so some of that I would ask about. I would be like, hey, Steph, you said it's important for you to be out there
working.
And it's all about football, but you weren't here. Why? Mm-hmm. And so I would ask questions related to, I wouldn't ask what's in the bag.
Yeah.
I've never really cared. By the way, I do like this text, 617-779-7937. By Diggs not saying anything, he's telling us it's drugs. Oh, it you think it's drugs
what?
In that bag? Hang on. You think it, now I am sold it's drugs in the bag. I actually wasn't ever sure about that prior.
This changes everything.
That's definitely drugs now. I hadn't thought about it that way. But no, I would
Hold on, let me sit down.
But I would still ask him
about what?
Like, I would ask him about the whole thing for sure.
Okay.
Not specifically what's in the bag, but all right.
Yeah.
It was important for you to be here. Your coach thinks it's important for you to be here. Why weren't you here?
I do think, though, if he wasn't here yesterday, or if he didn't speak yesterday, and if he finally spoke in camp, I feel like it's like 2 months worth of people like building up, and then it would have been worse, or it would have just come across as like, I don't know. I think there would have been more like blood in the water at that point. I think this does ease things a little bit, even though he did basically a lot of polite no comment, you know, sort of like a wordier no comment for a lot of the questions. But he at least did fit, you know, he talked to reporters for the first time since that whole incident.
Yeah, and I think you're right to say from a media standpoint, they can probably trust him, although, I don't know. He volunteered an awful lot about his physical and let you know about whether or not he's collected any money
from
the team yet.
I've always been more worried about his knee than his commitment level or his boat antics. And even after yesterday, it's still more about the knee than it is anything else.
So I think he gave some information that I wouldn't love. If you think he's going to be out there week one, I don't feel great about it. And if you think he's guaranteed a spot on the roster, I wouldn't feel great about it. You can discuss 617-779-7937. How'd you think Stephon Diggs did yesterday? Was the media being too mean to him? He clearly told them time and time again. He was very polite. Was the media unfair to Diggs in any way yesterday? And is he going to be a problem? You can weigh in again at 617-779-7937. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll do some Would You Rathers. At 11:30, we have a Dork Minute for you.
Yes.
At 12:45.
What's going on?
Yeah, what? Give me. Can I get a little taste of what's going on?
Yeah, about movies that are currently streaming, movies that are now available video on demand, movies in the theater, TV shows that are on right now that are worth the watch, and upcoming TV shows.
Okay, so that's at 12:45. Yeah. And we have Tommy Wednesday. Tommy Hump Day at high noon. That's the right one. We'll talk to him coming up later on in the program. Let's get to Diggs and his timeline, though. When exactly is he going to be ready? I think we got some bad info on that yesterday. We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.